Lead and empower her with Dr. Julie Ducharme, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet. Hear their stories and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Lead and empower her with Dr. Julie Ducharme is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Dr. Julie Ducharme.
Hi, welcome to the She CEO Talks. I'm Dr. Julie Ducharme, back for another episode. So excited because I love this talk. I get to speak with women around the world about how they're running their companies, but also everything else that goes on in their life and how they work that magic to make it all work. Today, I'm excited to have one of our She Talkers with us today, Andrea Bell. She is a mom of three beautiful children, wife, business owner, accountant, business consultant, coach, and speaker. She is the founder and CEO of Thrive, a company who specializes in coaching female business owners, hosting women retreats. She's extremely passionate about helping and coaching women business owners to take their lives back. Andrea has over 20 years of experience in everything from corporate to private accounting for small startup businesses. She loves coaching and helping business owners achieve the dream. She is also the founder and CEO of Profitability, a full service accounting and consulting business. As an all-female business at Profitability, they focus on helping business owners drive three major areas of their businesses: decreasing taxes, increasing profits, and managing cash flow. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be here.
And you know, we're just going to say it, guys. I've been sick. You're going to see me sipping on this throughout our podcast.
I'm so sorry. I'm so not.
We're just going to make it through it. That's okay. You know what? I had to do a radio show where I was like sick for like 3 weeks. So our listeners don't care. We just get down to the business. So obviously, I want to talk a bit about the backstory, how you became your own CEO and owner of your business, because we all have that story. And, you know, I know a little bit about it from your talk, but our listeners don't. So I'd love for you to fill us in on that.
Okay, awesome. Well, I started out, like, went to school in accounting, just knew that would be a good mom career. So thought I would really focus on tax, but I started in corporate. I did do taxes throughout the years. But like a year after I graduated, I had my first baby, and then it just became all about her. And I just wanted most of all to be a mom. So my career kind of took a backseat, you know, and I definitely just wanted to stay up and stay current. So I was definitely working and helping friends do startups and staying in the business, but mostly just focused on being a mom. And then my youngest son went back to kindergarten, and I was like, okay, now I'm just bored. So I was like, it's time to ramp it up. So I had been doing it kind of more like a side hustle, just helping out the family when we needed it and if I was bored, but I was ready to just like really go all in. So ended up purchasing my tax business then, you know, and just really ramping up, getting new clients and stuff, and I just really loved it, and it's just been an awesome career for me. So.
And I like that you touched on, you had your kids and then you decided to be a mom first. I know that I moved into some big positions into my role or in my life when I just had babies. And, you know, it's funny because I was like, oh, I can work and I can, you know, have them at daycare and I can make this all work. And I definitely started to get the mom guilt. I felt like I wasn't present enough for my children. And also, there were lots of comments at work about like, oh, is your husband okay that you're working and not raising your children? You know, and there'd be a lot of these passive aggressive comments, and I didn't like missing out on it. And something I feel the difference between men and women is men normally don't have to choose between their career and children, but I feel like as women, we do. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because I definitely shifted my career to be more present for my children, and there's nothing wrong with that. And many women who I did my dissertation on, why were women not moving into these senior leadership positions as fast as their male counterparts? Well, most of them would say, I had children that were too young, or I didn't feel like I had the support I needed to be able to be a mom and a CEO. And so I like that you shared that, because I think, one, that if we have to choose between either, it's considered detrimental. And I don't think it is. I think we choose when it's right for us. I think the landscape is shifting, so that as women, we do have the opportunity to be both. But I'd still say it was really darn hard having toddlers and running my business. And I know your kids started school, but did you feel that tug when they were in school and you were running your business? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it's huge. And I feel like I was kind of like contemplating this morning, like, how, what is my business journey, you know? And I was like, it changed. It changed over the years, you know? When my girls were little, I totally did tax season still. I just did it at home in the middle of the night, you know? And they loved Disney movies. So they would sit for 2 hours and I was like, oh, I could bust this out in 2 hours, no problem. Then my third baby came along and he was like, And so my husband's like, this is not working. And I was like, he won't watch TV. He won't watch a movie. He never sits still. And so then we just got rid of it. At that point, it was kind of small. And I just was like, my friend's dad is an accountant. Go see him instead. And I was like, I can't do it. But then I just shifted and did other things, different little businesses to help on the side. But accounting wasn't what it was at the time. It just didn't work with my kids. And so even then, like I remember even like my friends being like, what? You let him sit for a whole movie? And I was like, yeah, and I don't feel bad about it. It's fine. They did bug me for 2 whole hours and I got a little more sleep last night. And so yeah, we definitely get the guilt and the mom guilt. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, everybody has their own different journey. I have sister-in-laws that work. I have sister-in-laws that don't work, you know, and some of them just love it and some of them hate it. And I just think I love the one thing I love about COVID is that it gave us the opportunity to be more virtual. And so I think it's opening up opportunities for other women to ask for what they want. Say, I want to work full time. Can I just be part time at home, you know, and be home? And at home is actually more challenging than in the office, but you're here, you know, so.
And I think what COVID shifted was is that we can all still work virtually. And because it was expected, work virtually, homeschool your children at the same time. I mean, this was like the expectation, right? So now it was like, not only can we can't even make our kids go to school, like we were expected. Companies were like, yeah, you have to be home. Oh, and you have three kids in school that have to be on three different Zooms at three different times. Oh, well, figure out your work. So I remember now I've been remote for probably because I went remote when my kids were toddlers. Like you, I was just like, I can't work 80 hours a week here and have kids and be a mom and a CEO. So I shifted to being at home, putting my kids in preschool for half a day because I felt it was good for them. Do that half day work, bring them home, play with them, put them in bed, work more. Right. And so I was used to that, but I wasn't used to homeschooling my children. All right. So it's like, I remember, so we would do like 8 to 12 in the morning of homeschool. And then I would let them, like you, I'm like, okay, watch a movie, do like whatever I can get to do to entertain you so I could get my work done. And then I'd go back at night. And I think if we could change the culture in the organization, right? Like it's not taboo to create a schedule that fits around your kids if you can get the work done. That's my philosophy. So anyone who works for me, I say, listen, I don't care when you do the work, as long as you get it done by deadline. And as long as you make the couple meetings that we have. And so I have single moms who work for me and they do a lot of their work at night. And I'm like, I'm totally fine with that. And so like you, I think one of the things that I think it is shifting in the workplace, but still not as much, right? And so I mean, I love the idea for people to be like, hey, I need to work from home today because my kid's sick. Right? Like that was taboo back in the day. People would be like, oh, you don't have anyone else take care of your kid, you know? And for my husband, being an elementary teacher, he gets 10 days a year. That's it. So every day that I ask him to give up, which he doesn't mind giving up, I mean, once he's done, he's out of sick days. And I like the transparency of this just because for me, this is a real passion because it was a real struggle for me. I felt like a huge failure leaving this big job. Not that I didn't want to be with my children, but I was like, why can't I do both? Right? Like it was a big struggle for me. And I'm sure you felt something. I remember in your story in the She Talks, you talked about your son riding his bike so many blocks to get to you, and you were like, oh my God, like I can't believe my son did this. So as you were navigating this, we all have our tips, right? What are some tips that maybe you can give some women who are either currently a CEO, thinking about CEO, want to be a CEO and also a mom and all this? Like, what are some things that helped you navigate your journey?
So I think it was different along the way. Like I said, I lived and learned and failed a lot and learned a ton. And, you know, it just is the journey. So, the biggest thing I learned later in my career is was to say no to some of the big things. And like you said, I felt like a failure. I was like, why can't I run this big tax business? And why there's all these other moms. She's doing it just fine. She's in the other room doing the exact same thing as me. She's not complaining. And I just decided that we all have to decide what are our priorities, what are our values. And is our schedule reflecting our values? And my top value wasn't work. And during the tax season, that's all it was on my schedule. And so being very intentional about where I spend my time. So time management became just huge and fitting the things in that were truly going to make the biggest change. So my first step when I was like, okay, I gotta work less, like I sold part of my business and I just like it's just not right for my family right now. I just I'm not enjoying it anymore. And then the next shift was I asked myself, what would make the biggest difference right now? And it was my health. I had just put my health like so far on the back burner and just in the I was like, it's fine. I'll just won't sleep a little more. I'll get up at 5:30 and work until 8 till I gotta have them somewhere. And then it's fine, I'll stay up at night and I don't have time to go to the gym. But adding just that workout, I was just like, I'm taking the piece of I'm going to try and lose a bunch of weight because I was getting so discouraged. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to work out for an hour every morning, go to the gym, show up. I don't care what I do, do cardio, whatever I feel like doing. But taking care of myself like shifted everything. And then putting the things in, making sure family dinner was a priority. And, you know, just the things that I felt like were non-negotiables in my life, Saturdays, not working Saturdays, not working Sundays, you know, and I still, you know, find that I am like, oh, I could fit it in a couple hours in the morning. They're still sleeping. But yeah, really just being intentional about what's truly important to me. And the work found a way to fit in, and I did it better and faster. And that's what I think is corporate, if they allow women, we're innovative, we're smart, we're capable, and we can do more in less time, you know, if we are focused and have the things that we need. Because when we don't have the things that we need in alignment, we're distracted, where things take longer. And so I think it would be a really awesome shift, you know, if we are able to say we can maybe work a couple less hours, but we're going to give you a whole lot more because we're going to be more present because we've taken care of the things that are truly valuable to us and we'll enjoy our work more also.
Well, I mean, didn't we used to do that? I mean, when I was growing up, my parents worked a 9-to-5 job. They came home. They didn't work weekends. There was no expectation to work extra hours. You know, Sunday, everyone was closed, right? You were at church usually. And I too am completely guilty of that. And I think as overachievers, because you're an overachiever just like me, we
Yeah,
want
for
to do
sure.
the best. I want to give my kids and my family everything, which is a driver for working because it's not about money for me, but for me, it's about leaving a legacy for them. And it does cost a lot of money to exist in this world. So I want to give them opportunities. I know that comes with my work, right? But at the same time, you're trying to balance this, you know, because I do want to be a present mom, you know, like it's not like I want to choose my career over my children or vice versa. I want to run that balance, like you said. And I too was very guilty of that. My health was incredibly being affected. And I started like you doing things where like no one could book meetings until 9 in the morning. So I could have time to get my kids ready for school, actually go do a short workout, get ready and not be so exhausted. And I realized one day, well, everyone else is doing this. Why am I meeting people at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning? I mean, the only time I do this, obviously, with international clients, because there's no way around that. But I started realizing, well, nobody else is going out of their way for me. Why am I going out of my way to do everyone else's schedule? And it puts me in a situation where I'm rushing to get my kids or I can't get this project done. And as you said, I think a difficult thing for many women is saying no. You know, I mean, I naturally want to help and serve people, but just the other day, someone was asking something really ridiculous of me. And I was feeling horrible at the thought of saying no to it, but I'm like, I just can't do this. Like, I can't do it. My husband was like, then say no. It's okay to say no, you know. And I was like having this moment of like, oh, but they really need it. And I was like, this is like a ridiculous request. I can't really say what it was, but it was just like this thing of like, how would I do that, you know? And so I said no. And the person was like, okay, no problem. And I was like, oh, okay. That didn't turn out to be like a
You don't
total,
hate me?
Total disaster. But I feel what you're saying. And I think the other thing is, like you were mentioning in the workplace, oh, why do these other women seem fine? I always seemed fine. People would be like, oh, you just seem like your life is so put together. I'm like, come visit me at home. See me crying in my shower. Like, I wanted that perception that I had everything together and I didn't. And I thought that if I didn't, I was going to look weak or a bad worker. And I think, do you kind of have that perception as well, where it was like, oh, I got to have everything together. Everyone else has everything together. When really, I think none of us have it all together.
100%.
So.
I think I always like, I'm like, I feel like I have this one friend and she is like frazzled. She's frazzled and she's everywhere and always apologizing and always like, oh, I'll do that. She's all over the place. And I was like, she's an outward expression of like what my head feels like inside. And everybody's like, really? You just look so calm and so chill. And I'm like, inside, I'm like a hot friggin' mess. And so trying to figure out how to fit it all in and be everything for everyone. And I think it's just so good to talk about it, to hear successful people like you say, like, I was a mess. I cried sometimes. And then you pick yourself back up and do better the next day. And I do think we need to give ourselves some grace too. And I found that comparison is the biggest.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm the hardest on myself is when I'm comparing myself to someone else, because we're comparing our worst days to somebody else's best days, and it's not fair to ourselves. So to give ourselves grace that like we're gonna be terrible at it some days, and it's okay, we can do better tomorrow.
Well, and how did we put this perfection expectation on us, but not the men? And mind you, I have a wonderful husband who's incredibly supportive. No
Yeah,
complaints
same.
there. He is my biggest fan, but he never has to stress about that. And how did we put that on ourselves? I mean, maybe it's Hollywood. Maybe it's, every time you see a commercial, it's a white house with perfectly clean children and like not a stain in sight. And everyone, you see that. And I always laugh because I'm like, this house literally is white from top to bottom. If that was my house, it would be littered with stains, including from me, or it's like, why do I not wear white? Because I will spill on it. I will spill on myself. Last night, I'm sipping miso soup, and my husband's like, so it's just like draining down your shirt. And I'm like, what? And it's like this weird spoon. And I'm like, all right, well, there goes my like trying to look like I have it together while I'm eating dinner right now. And I think it's because we care, right? We love our families. We want to get all these things. Just the other day, I was joking because my son ended up going to school with his pants on backwards, and I didn't notice it. Now, this is the thing with my son. For some reason, he always has his shirt on back. So I go to pick him up, and he's like, Mom, my pants were on backwards this morning. I'm like, oh my God, like I didn't notice. Right. And he's like, that's okay. I went to go to the bathroom and I realized it. And I was like, did you turn them around? He's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he's like, but they're a little loose on me today. And I go, why? He goes, yeah, I forgot to put underwear on. I'm like, I am winning as a mom right now. Like, what? As much as I think I have it together, I'm like, how did I watched my son walk out of the house this morning as I took them. So how did I not notice that his pants were on backwards and sagging and he had no underwear on? Right. But I think when I think about this, because part of this is I always say, like, what are the unique skills that make it different for us? Because I don't think men or women are better or worse in leadership. I think they have different unique skills that they bring to the workplace. And sometimes it works well, and sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on the environment that we're in. pardon me. And so if you could, I know we've been talking about some tips, time management, being honest, saying no, being okay with ourselves because we're our worst critics. I mean, really, I am too. Like, I'll take a picture and I'll be like, oh, that looks horrible. And my husband's like, you look fine in it. Like, stop saying that. And I'm like, my face looks weird. I think I have a double chin. But I think, if we can be honest about it and those things, I remember just something as simple as this. I was having my first child, and you'll laugh about this. So I was teaching and there was a Christmas break coming up. So I ended up having a C-section, which was unexpected, which meant I was supposed to miss 8 weeks of work. But there was only 2 weeks, or there was like a week and a half or something left before finals. And since I was considered an adjunct and not full time, I basically was out for like 3 weeks and then like came back and gave finals because I wanted to make sure that I got paid and that so literally, I just had a baby. I was like 4 weeks out of a C-section, but I felt I had to go back. I didn't even tell my manager because I didn't want her to be like, no, you can't come back. So here I am thinking that I have to go in. And I literally sat for the whole class. I was totally exhausted, you know, did the finals. And that was because I was worried that I was going to look like I couldn't handle my job because I just had a baby. And so I think about these things and all the great lengths I went to try and hide that I was a mother, that I had children, that, you know, all that stuff until I had my epiphany, which you've heard my talk before on that. So if you could go back to your younger self and give yourself advice, what would it be?
I feel like in my, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty okay with how I did what I did, you know, other than maybe taking on too much. Gosh, that's hard.
I know.
I would just say not take your, I feel like I do it pretty good sometimes, most of the time, but just to not take myself so seriously.
Yeah.
I think I learned as I took on too much, I got really good at saying, I'm sorry. Like I was like, oh, just kidding. Sorry. The team lost it on that one, you know? And I found like being genuine and honest is so much better than trying to throw somebody under the bus. And so if we can, but then I still fret about it later. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, why did I do that? I can't believe that. I should have known better. And I should have been following up with her. And, you know, but we just can't be everywhere and everything for everyone. And sometimes people are not going to step up. And that doesn't mean we have to take it back to be. Let other people help us is my biggest fault. Probably let other people help you. You don't have to do everything and don't take yourself so seriously. Like things will be okay. Everything will be fine. Even if you stink at it sometimes.
Yeah. So. That's great advice. I fully agree with you on that. Now, before we go, I know you have some new things coming out. I saw somewhere in one of our forums, you have possibly a new class that you've created.
Of course. So
fill our listeners in on how they can get to you, what you have coming out. We'll, of course, put all the links in there. So if you're listening right now, you're working out, you're driving, don't worry, but go ahead and fill our listeners in on that.
Okay. So I do accounting for my trade and I've noticed like the people who need us most are the people who can't afford us. So when I'm just like, oh my gosh, you need it so bad. Like accounting is so important. There's like 32 million businesses started last year and over 50% of those will fail by year one. Another 30% will fail by year three. And I find as I work with business owners, the biggest failure is number one, they're trying to do everything and be everything. And they don't have the time and energy to worry about their books and stuff. And so they lose track of that cash flow. They lose track of where the money's going. They just think, if I just keep cranking, you know? And so those financials are so important. So I found like just the last little bit that if I offer a course to just teach them how to do it before they're in a position to be able to pay someone, then they can be a better resource to other people. And at the same time, when I came to your She Talks event and we had the women veterans come on, like it really opened my eyes to a whole new world of the challenges and different things that affect veterans and their military spouses. And I reached out to you and I was like, I want to give back. I want to give my course away for free because accounting has been such an amazing blessing to me. And it's just been the greatest mom career. So I'm also going to offer that to veterans and military spouses and just people who want to learn how to do bookkeeping as a career. If that's something that's interesting to you, like it fits both places. 80% of business owners use, small business owners use QuickBooks. So it's just a QuickBooks course. It's going to teach you how to do it, what you're doing wrong, how to do it correctly. And I am going to offer it to military spouses and veterans for 50% off of the retail price. So, they can find me at profitabilityco.com. But yeah, I just think financials are super duper important. And I just am so blessed to have this been a career that's really impacted me and allowed me to be the kind of mom that I want to be. And I just want to offer that and help other women or men do that too, even if it's just a side gig or if it's just your business and you need to get a better handle on your finances. So yeah, so I'm super excited. It will be released probably within the next month. So
that's great. And it's true. It is amazing. There's so many women I know that could really benefit from this. that they're in the thick of it with three or four babies and they need a side thing that, like you said, they could do at night or in the morning when they're sleeping. So I love that. And we'll make sure that we put all that in there. And then of course, when you do launch it, we'll social media out on all the social media. But thank you so much for sharing today, not just what you're doing, but the transparency of it. I think as women, like, I love this show because I love seeing these like badass women come out and be like, listen, I don't got it together, ladies. like, and that's not a negative thing. I'm always like, thank God. Okay. I'm not the only one. Yeah. Like I can relate, but at the same time, you have had tons of success and as I will, right? So we're saying like, listen, we can be raw and real and make mistakes and roughen ourselves, but at the same time, we have super success and we're still getting to be moms. We're still getting to do the life that we live. And I think that's so important to me. That's the vision of this podcast is like, listen, ladies, you don't have to go work that corporate job 80 hours a week to have worth and to make that legacy. There's other ways to do it, how you've done it, how I've done it. So I really appreciate you sharing that with me today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Lead and Empower Her with your host, Dr. Julie Ducharme. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we'll see you on the next episode.